Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 76. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, God is honored in Judah. His name is great in Israel. Jerusalem is where he lives. Mount Zion is his home. There he has broken the fiery arrows of the enemy, the shields and swords and weapons of war. Interlude. You are glorious and more majestic than the everlasting mountains. Our boldest enemies have been plundered. They lie before us in the sleep of death. No warrior could lift a hand against us. At the blast of your breath, O God of Jacob, their horses and chariots lay still. No wonder you are greatly feared. Who can stand before you when your anger explodes? From heaven you sentenced your enemies. The earth trembled and stood silent before you. You stand up to judge those who do evil, O God, and to rescue the oppressed of the earth. Interlude. Human defiance only enhances your glory, for you use it as a weapon. Make vows to the Lord your God and keep them. Let everyone bring tribute to the Awesome One, for he breaks the pride of princes, and the kings of the earth fear him. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 76 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. Making promises to God is more than just, quote, believing, end quote, in him. This is a relationship based on promises, both his and ours. The psalm ends with a clear call to make vows to the Lord and keep them. This psalm is about the victory of God in battle. So often we pray for the Lord to be on our side, but the more important question is if we are on his side. We are called to follow him, make promises, and keep them. When we fail, we can be forgiven. These verses confidently proclaim that our Lord will be victorious over all. Make no mistake, there is a spiritual battle going on. Humans are not the enemy, they are why the battle is being fought. Our good and loving God is fighting for our hearts, and we make choices every day to get us closer to the Father or closer to darkness. We often judge our eternal Lord based on our temporary feelings, which can change with circumstances, weather, or even music. It is not wrong to feel far from God, it is in the Bible after all. But we have a choice, even when Jesus seems far away, to remain faithful to the one who will never forsake us, which Jesus promises in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. This is the battle, and our choices matter. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can God's character and victory give you confidence today? What battles are going on in your life right now, and how can you choose the way of Jesus? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.